This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. With the roads being exactly as you would expect this time of year, it is very important to be prepared for winter driving. Be sure to keep your distance, that means staying 200 feet behind snowplows and leaving plenty of room to brake. Monitor local forecasts. Winter weather events can develop and change rapidly. Remember, you can check 511wi.gov for information. Be prepared with a fully charged phone and an emergency kit in your vehicle. Remove ice and snow from your windows, lights, and mirrors. Drive for conditions by going slow when there's ice and snow around. Stay focused. That means you buckle up and put your phone down. And remember to avoid cruise control in winter conditions as it can cause your vehicle to slide. You can find more on the Aging and Disability Resource Center of the North's Facebook page. Beginning January 23rd through to January 25th, it's the 2026 Phillips Winterfest. This features such things as a candlelight walk, the Pack Ice Fishing Tournament, the Phillips Flurry Snowshoe Race, Moose Lodge Kids Bingo, an ice skating party, a bonfire and fireworks, the Winterfest Shop Local event, and the Price County Tavern League Tour, among much more. Once again, this is beginning January 23rd and going through to January 25th, over in Phillips. Chronic wasting disease has been confirmed in a wild deer in La Crosse County. Here's Melissa Kay with more.
The Wisconsin DNR confirmed the positive test result on a hunter-harvested adult buck within 10 miles of both Monroe and Vernon County borders. La Crosse County's two-year baiting and feeding ban will be extended for another 3 years. Monroe and Vernon counties are already under a three-year ban, and that will continue as scheduled. Baiting and feeding deer encourages them to gather unnaturally around a shared food source. Infected deer can spread CWD through direct contact or indirectly by leaving behind infectious prions in their saliva, blood, feces, and urine. CWD infects the nervous system of deer, moose, elk, and reindeer caribou and is a fatal disease.
If you or someone you know is going to be in Michigan for the holiday season, keep in mind that AAA of Michigan is once again offering their Tow-to-Go program in an effort to keep impaired drivers off the road. It will be active from 6 p.m. Wednesday, December 24th through to 6 a.m. Friday, January 2nd, and the service is free and confidential for AAA members and non-members. When a person calls, a tow truck will pick up that driver and their vehicle and bring them to a safe location within 10 miles of their call. However, AAA encourages everyone to plan ahead and get a designated driver or to schedule rideshare service as Tow-to-Go is designed to be used as a last resort. This Friday at 7:30 p.m., it's the 2025 Park Falls and Shawamigan Magicals Alumni Party. This is an evening event for Magical alumni from Park Falls and Shawamigan, and they do ask that there are no unsupervised minors as this will be an after-normal operating hours event. Once again, this is taking place this Friday, the 26th, at 7:30 p.m. over at Old Abe's. The children in our lives may soon have new toys, and now a child advocacy group is warning families to beware of AI toys. Here's Savannah Tomey-Olson with more.
A growing number of action figures, dolls, and stuffed animals are embedded with chatbots using artificial intelligence technology to communicate with kids like they're a trusted friend. Earlier this year, OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, announced a partnership with Mattel, one of the world's largest toy makers. Rachel Franz with the nonprofit Fair Play says AI toys are marketed with a promise of safety and learning, despite mounting evidence showing they could be harmful.
Right now, there is no research and no regulations that are in place to protect kids from the multitude of potential harms that can come from AI toys.
A recent report finds that some AI toys will talk with kids about topics that may not be appropriate. They could even offer advice on where to find matches or knives. Many of them have no parental controls. Child advocates warn that AI toys use the same technology that's created unsafe and even dangerous experiences for teens online, including urging them to harm themselves. Franz warns AI toys can prey on a kid's trust and record and analyze sensitive conversations even when the toy looks like it's off.
Most of the AI toys that we've looked at are collecting a lot of different types of data, and most of their privacy policies outline that they will sell them to third parties.
Fran says AI toys often urge kids not to stop playing with them and can crowd a child's imagination. Researchers say child-led play is vital for emotional regulation, social skills, and real learning. If you think your child's toy may be using AI technology, you can find some helpful information at fairplayforkids.org. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Brumain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
An easy win for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin beat Central Michigan 88-61 at the Kohl Center in Madison. Badgers guard John Blackwell did not play, recovering from an injury. So Hayden Jones, a 6'6" freshman from New Zealand, got his first start. When did he learn he'd be playing?
Yeah, so found out like 40 minutes before the game. Didn't really know what was happening until the lead up. Kind of knew JB was going to be so-so, but I was ready. Obviously had a bit of nerves going into it, but once got in there, it was just another game of basketball.
Jones finished with 6 points, 4 rebounds. NBA, the Bucks in Indiana to take on the Pacers. NFL, Jordan Love in the concussion protocol after taking that shot to the helmet against the Bears. Left guard Aaron Banks.
What's the flag they called on that rough in the passer? I just don't get how guys get kicked out of game for taunting, but if you hit a quarterback late in the head, that has to be reevaluated. I think that's ridiculous.
That's Packers left guard Aaron Banks with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 30 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to around 11 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the low to mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.